Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking some tennis, some soccer, and, of course, football a little bit later on as well. So a good show lining up with Northwest Missouri State Fall Sports here. With Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. And behind the scenes helping out, as always, we have Logan Weber, our sideline reporter for Bearcat Football, and also our Bearcat Radio Network producer, Jacob Blair. So, Matt, it's going to be a busy show tonight, but it's been a busy time for Northwest Missouri State Sports as well.
Yeah, a lot going on throughout the fall, of course, and a lot of success throughout Northwest Missouri State Athletics. Of course, we're having on tennis a little bit later on as we see a doubles team that really hadn't been in a tournament before until last weekend coming together. And Andrea Zamuri and Fabian Kalud going on to the ITA national meet later in October after winning the Central Region Championship just last weekend. So cool to see them moving on as well. Men's cross country moving up in the rankings, as well as Jordan Kopsagan, Northwest Missouri State 8K record, running it in 23 minutes 57 seconds last weekend. The football team keeps on churning out wins, and we have the winter sports right around the corner as well. So yeah, adding to it, right?
Yeah, it wasn't busy enough, but we had the MIAA basketball media day yesterday down in Kansas City, and not surprising, the Bearcat men's basketball team picked to win the conference by both the media and the coaches.
Yeah, and you know, Northwest, I mean, they lose a lot whenever you look at Joey Wittes and Dre Starzl going away, a couple seniors, Dre the winningest player in program history, and Joey an All-American for Northwest. That's a lot, but at the same time, too, you also return the MIAA Defensive Player of the Year in Ryan Hawkins, and another All-American in Trevor Hudgens, another guy that's going to be a sophomore with the sky's the limit in Diego Bernard, and Ryan Welty, a lights-out three-point shooter that can defend anybody, and that's just the guys returning that'll be starting. So there's a lot on this Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team coming back. Coach McComb is a whiz with the X's and O's, of course, so it'll be a lot of fun to see where these where this team goes, and it starts with a pretty big matchup on October 26th against Duke.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And on the women's side, I think we're seeing we'll be seeing an improved women's team, and they kind of moved up a little bit in the rankings with the way the coaches and the media look at the Bearcat women's program.
Yeah, I think they're what, 13th in both last year, and 10th in the coaches preseason poll this year, 11th in the media, and we saw them make leaps and bounds just last year under Austin Meyer in his first season. So with what they have, the talent there, especially at guard, then you kind of come in with so much more size in the post this year, and he told us yesterday that they're running up and down, and on one team he had a 5'11", a 6'2", and a 6'3" on the floor at the same time, and that's something they never had at all last year, and it's very different for him right now. So the team's improving. He brought in some really good young players to go along with a good core that he and Coach Adai Houston kind of built last year. So sky's the limit right now for this women's basketball team.
For volleyball, they had a big weekend last weekend at home, and it looks like they've got some more pretty good matches coming up this weekend.
Yeah, you know, they beat Fort Hays State last Friday, then they come up on Saturday and went up against the fourth-ranked team in the nation, Nebraska Kearney, and they lost in 3-1, but there were so many positives to come away with that when they really battled against a really good team. That one set they took was back and forth. I believe it was 33-31 was the final score in that set. So they played well, and obviously the rest of the country kind of looks at it and sees what they're doing, because despite going 1-1, they still stayed as a top-10 team in the country. So and Hallie Sidney and Maddie Ahrens both took home MIAA weekly honors, which is kind of just a tradition right now, I think, for both of those two athletes. So 1-1 is not what they wanted to come out with, but they can keep on improving. And Central Oklahoma at home on Friday. They'll play Newman at home on Saturday. That one originally scheduled for 6 p.m. It's bumped back now to 7 p.m. So head to Arrowhead and watch the Bearcats, and you come back around and see women's volleyball at 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
And Bearcat football at Arrowhead this weekend with the Pittsburgh State, a big matchup. We'll be talking a lot about that a little bit later on during our program.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the Arrowhead game, so many alumni around the Kansas City area. It's kind of cool to go to that NFL venue and see it fill up with green and white. So expecting a big crowd there and a fun football game.
All right, again, we've got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking Northwest head football coach Rich Wright, along with tight ends Marcus Andrews and Kyle Ronig. Also, Northwest tennis coach Mark Rosewell's here with Andrea Zamora, along with Fabian Kalud. And we'll also talk soccer, as the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, is with us. That's all coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. A reminder that support for the Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, Open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Back to talk tennis right after this timeout from Carson Sports Group.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. Information on services or upcoming events is at facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook.
Today's game is supported by State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we mentioned before the break, time to talk a bit of tennis. Joined by the head coach of the Northwest tennis team, Mark Roswell, and a couple players off of his squad, and Andrea Zamuri and Fabian Kalud. And first of all, Mark, again, good to have you with us on the program tonight. Your team's coming off a pretty good weekend down in Oklahoma City with the ITA Championships.
Thank you, John, and congratulations to you, too. That's really happy about the station manager and so forth. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And let's just talk about the weekend for you and some of the things that really came out. Obviously, on the double side in particular, you had a very good tournament with Andre and Fabian.
Yeah, actually, it was really the first time they'd ever played together. Now, Andre is a freshman, and Fabian's a sophomore. Now, he's a good sophomore. He's about 35 in the country last year in singles. But we talked, actually, the plan was late last spring, putting him and Franco together as a doubles team. Well, Franco's been having a lot of issues with his back and so forth. So we tried Andrea, and boy, we're glad we did.
Just kind of talk a little bit about this. First of all, let's talk to Andrea here a little bit. Just talk a little bit about what it takes to form a doubles team where you guys haven't played together in a competition, and some of the obstacles you have to go through to kind of get to know each other out on the court.
Okay. It was my first tournament in Fabi. We played maybe also one match, practice match together. And honestly, I didn't have any expectation about the tournament of doubles, but we played very, very good doubles. I mean, Fabi, most of all, he have improved every single match. I played Kostan all the tournament, but he improved every single match. And I mean, we played very, very good tennis over all the week.
Hey, and if I were just talking about the adjustments you had to make playing with Andrea this weekend.
I mean, definitely, it was it's completely different to change with partners. Here, I was so used to Franco last season, started with Agustin this at the beginning. I mean, he has a huge serve, which helps a lot at the volley, so I was very confident at the volley. I know that his returns are good. I mean, I have full confidence in Andrea, so that was really good. And like you said, like from the first to the finals, we kept on playing better and better. We were knowing each other better. We were moving way better at the net, at the baseline. We knew exactly how we were going to play together. And at the end, it was a great tournament for both of us, and we're just really happy.
Was there a point early in the tournament where you looked at each other and said, hey, I think we got a chance to win this thing?
We were the number two seeds. I mean, seeds don't really matter. You have to win the matches, like you said, Coach. And I mean, at the beginning, yeah, we said, you know, we can do this, I think, even though we haven't played together, but we can do this. And we kept on winning after the first, the second, and the quarters. we said, you know, why not? I guess we're a good doubles team. We can actually do it. And we managed, which was incredible once again.
Mark, what did you see with these two that you thought they'd make a good doubles team?
Well, they have, you know, different styles. Like I said, Andrea's got a huge serve, maybe the best serve we've ever seen at Northwest Missouri in 40 years. I mean, the second serve is as hard as the first one. But he's got a great return, great forehand. Fabian's really good at the net. And he's got a pretty good serve going now, too, and a great return. But the thing these guys do, we saw each match, they just, like they said, they just kept getting better and better. And the semis, they played an experienced team from Southeast Oklahoma. It was two Laredo Junior College guys, which we've had up here. We know how good of players they are. I mean, these were experienced players that had played together at junior college along with Southeastern now. And they beat them, you know, so that tells you something right there.
It's kind of fun to see lightning in a bottle like the past
week. Oh, my. Yeah.
And talk a little bit about these two guys and some things that you'd like the folks here as well as the listening audience to know about right now.
Well, you know, I think that they're pretty young, and they don't know that they can be beat, you know. I mean, they work hard every day and practice, appear to be good students, you know, and they're just a play. They're two good team guys, guys you want to take to a national tournament to represent your school well. You know, that doesn't always work out always that way, and we're very proud of them, and we're hoping to do something down there in Rome.
And, Andrea, talk a little bit about what brought you to Northwest Missouri State and some of the experiences you've had so far.
Okay. Was at the beginning was a little bit hard to get used of this life, university, college, and practice. But I think then after 15 days, I mean, I like this place. I like the university. I like the practice. I like the teammates. I like everything except of the food. But I'm Italian, so you can understand. And well, I have very, very good sensation, not only about tennis, but only in study, my university. I mean, I don't have any kind of problems here. I'm very, very good.
And Fabian, just talk a little bit about as well what your experiences and what brought you to Northwest.
I mean, so this is my second year. This is my second year. First year went great, like on the court and off the court. Study was great. School, tennis was good. Everything's great. I mean, everything's going great so far, and I just hope that it continues this way. And I mean, hope to have like the best 3 years of my life here in college, and then, you know, go out in the world and, you know, I can share this experience with other people, which would be really nice.
Now, you guys have been a part of the program for a while. Any particular stories about Mark Rosewell here you'd like to share? I mean, it seems like everybody knows Mark's had a pretty good story about him.
Wow, I mean, I'm not here in like long enough to maybe know enough. You know, maybe in the future I can share some stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I know it was a busy weekend for you, Mark. Not only with the ITA championships, but another honor coming your way. Another Hall of Fame honor from your hometown in Lexington.
Yeah, from Lexington, Missouri, down there, home of the Minuteman, and I was very flattered and excited to go down and honored to be put into my high school Hall of Fame. It certainly means a great deal to me. It was just the weekend between the tennis and the banquet. It couldn't have been any better, John.
How many Hall of Fame now is this for you?
That would be several.
Well, now with the national tournament coming up, you alluded to that down in Georgia. What do you want to try to do to get this your doubles team ready to go for next week?
Well, we're going to go indoors a little bit and get Franco out and have him play him and Augustine and play some, simulate what they're going to be up against and so forth. But like I said, you know, we're going down there. We got nothing to lose or whatever. We weren't supposed to be there in the first place, so we're just going to go out there and play as hard as we can.
I think it means a lot to you, too. 2 years in a row now, you've had representation at the national tournament. Of course, last year, Franco down there in singles, and now this year bringing a doubles team.
Yeah, really proud of that fact, John. People don't realize, I mean, this is the regional tournament. You know, I mean, this is the next step to the national tournament, which is where we're heading. And Frankel actually finished third in the country down there, which, you know, he went on to be an All-American for a cold weather school against all these schools in Florida and Texas, California, Hawaii, and all that. That's really good.
And guys, what's it going to take for you guys to come back with some hardware next week?
We're going to work hard, play the same as we did as last weekend, even better, because this is going to be really, it's going to be much tougher than last weekend for definitely. But we're just going to go there, play our best, and do what we do best, and just, you know, hope for the best.
Yeah, we have to play like last tournament with the mind free and thinking about play, and that's it.
How much fun is it when you're in a tournament like last weekend where really you guys were kind of in the zone and everything is working well for you? Is that, I imagine that's just a great experience to be out there and have things fall like that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, on the court, we were like really focused, but off the court, the whole team was there, whole cheering. I mean, that really helps a lot. We had, we had the guys and the girls team supporting us. We felt that energy, and we could use that energy on the court, which made it even better. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like, that energy really helps, and we hope that to continue that energy onto the spring so we can win those matches. Or, like, the matches we lost 4-3 last season, maybe that energy is going to help us win those matches at, like, for in our favor next time.
That's something that really stands out, I think, when you look at both the men's program and the women's program here at Northwest and what Mark's been able to do. It seems like it's just such a tight-knit group, both the men and women, that you're out there, and there's nobody cheering harder for each other than the two teams each match that you guys are at.
I mean, definitely. We both cheer, both genders, you know, the girls cheer for us, the guys, we cheer for them also. Especially last season, they had an unbelievable season, went to Florida. We were all so happy for them. I mean, we can count on each other. We're like a big family, I would say. So it helps all of us that we have this really good, tight connection, like you said, and, you know, it's helping us. I mean, it helped us definitely this weekend.
All right. One final thing for Mark. Again, talking along those lines with the closeness that your teams have, I think that's a special tribute to what you're able to do when you bring in a lot of players from a lot of different backgrounds and you bring them together, and they really form a very tight-knit family.
Well, thank you, John. I mean, I think it's really important, particularly when we get out on the road like Bobby's talking about there. You know, nobody's cheering for Northwest in Central Oklahoma, you know. So we gotta fend for ourselves and support each other on the teams. And I think a lot of that energy from the two teams, you should have heard them yelling. The Central Oklahoma coach was filming them on his phone and everything. Probably going to show his team that later, you know. But, hey, that's great, and that's what tennis is all about. And it was really remarkable.
All right, well, guys, go get them next week.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure.
You betcha. Again, we've been talking with the doubles team of Andrea Zamuri, along with Fabian Kalut and the head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, Mark Rosewell. When we come back, we'll talk some soccer with Mark Gordon. He'll be joining us right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residents with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131 or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We're turning attention to soccer now. It's Mark Gordon joining us, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team. And, Mark, you're telling us that after practicing this afternoon, you were able to feel that temperature drop pretty quickly.
It was rapid and immediate. Half the team was on one part of the field and the other half, and we just heard a bunch of screaming, and about 20 seconds later, we got to feel it. It was about a 20-degree temperature drop. It dropped quickly.
And first of all, let's go back to last weekend before we talk about what's coming up this weekend. Trip to Topeka to start things off last week, and a 1-0 overtime win. And just give us a little background on how that turned out for you.
Sure. There weren't a whole bunch of goals scored in the game, but from a fan's perspective, I felt like it was pretty entertaining if I was there to watch soccer. There was a lot of good play by both teams, really open, a lot of work through the midfield and so forth. And so for the fans, they picked up a little bonus soccer, went into overtime, and it was great to be able to put one away. We had several shots go off the crossbar and one off the post. They had one that they thought was in at one point, and the AR was in position and said it was a no goal. So worked out to our benefit.
And Kaylin Case getting the winning goal. It seems like she's put together a good season for you.
Oh, boy. You know, we, in the process of recruiting her, you know, the things that I knew of her, I've tracked her a little bit. My daughter played in the same club, and just quickly wanted to let her know I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. My daughter Darian turned 17 today. So, but back to Kaitlin, she is always in the right place, you know, and it's some things that you can't teach. She has an instinct for the goal. She puts herself in the right spots. Early on, I kind of called her a goal poacher, and she's like, "What do you mean by that?" And I'm just, "You're always there to have opportunities that balls are squirting around, or you just put yourself in the right place." So she's a great finisher of the ball, probably the best pure shooter I have in the program right now.
And first win at Topeka against Washburn since 2014.
That was something I did not know. I didn't realize that the team hadn't had such a great run over the years in Topeka, so that made it even a little more special.
Well, let's look ahead now toward this weekend. You've got Nebraska Kearney coming in tomorrow, a 3 o'clock start with that matchup, and give us a little background about how you think that will turn out tomorrow.
You know, they come in with a very good goalkeeper, two very strong center backs, very athletic in the midfield, and pretty technical in some spots in the attack. They're very, very organized defensively. They haven't conceded a ton of goals, and but haven't put a ton away either. So it's going to be a breakdown of them to create those goal-scoring opportunities. I think our possession in the midfield is what's going to be key. And then, of course, those key moments in and around the box and making sure we take advantage of some scoring opportunities.
And on Sunday, you've got Northeastern State at 1 o'clock out at the Bearcat Pitch.
Four days.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Looked at the schedule wrong, Gary. So.
There's a lot going on.
Well, just tell us about that matchup.
So, Fort Hays, a very organized team, very well coached. They will change their formations. So you try and prepare, but they will come in with a scheme and a game plan. Very, very smart soccer IQ kind of players. Two very dynamic forwards. Can score a lot of goals from different places. And just very organized in the back. The goalkeeper's a great communicator. It's going to be a matter of the things that we do in the midfield, and can we match their aggressiveness and so forth. So that game will, I think, be a more physical match for us.
Well, you're about 5 weeks in now on the schedule this fall. What's some of the things that really stand out with the way this team's developed?
Again, you know, not scoring many goals last year, the ability for us to be an attacking team, more collective. Not in just little parts. We're getting the ball down into the final third of the field. We're a little more dynamic. Our midfield, we are much more organized. I think a year of some people being in some different spots, and then our back line has really grown. I believe in the last 3 weeks, just trying to get organized. We have a lot of folks that have traditionally played in different spots. Our most experienced center back is Maddie McKeever, but she still is typically a holding mid for us. But just the that growth. As a group coming together, you know, at points, you know, we have a bunch of sophomore and freshmen on the field. So it's just been great to see the things that we're implementing and the things starting to come together. And the girls are starting to see the rewards of their work.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us here.
All right.
Again, that is Coach Mark Gordon with the Northwest soccer team. Again, they're in action tomorrow. UNK comes to town at 3 o'clock. When we come back, we've got football on the agenda. We'll be talking with the tight ends at Northwest Missouri State and head coach Rich Wright. That's all coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Northwest Missouri State football coming off a road win over Emporia State, now taking on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas at Arrowhead Stadium. We're now being joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as well as tight ends Marcus Andrews and Kyle Ronig. Guys, appreciate coming in. I feel like we should just address it right away. Are tight ends more offensive linemen or wide receivers? Where's the line drawn there?
It kind of depends which one you're talking to. I'm kind of more of a glorified lineman.
I define that too. I agree. Yeah.
What do you think, Marcus?
I like to say we can do both.
Yeah?
Honestly, yeah.
Just like the best athletes on the field, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
We have that dimension, the double dimension of blocking and then going out on routes, catching the ball.
Well, and where it kind of varies a little bit, too, is you're becoming a pretty good running back for Northwest as well. You get a chance to take a handoff. You're making the most of it.
Don't blow his head up.
He's averaging, like 9 yards a carry. It's pretty impressive. And I don't know, Coach, if you can correct me on this. Josh Baker's the only tight end I can remember rushing the ball, and that was on fake punts.
Right. He had a hurdle but then fell down. Josh Baker hurdled the dude and went like 80 yards.
That's true.
So I want to see that yet.
You know, it's a start. You start with the hurdle and keep going. When the play call's put in and they let you know that you're going to be taking a handoff and getting upfield, I assume that's pretty exciting, right?
It is pretty exciting. I'll get the ball. I mean, I got the O-line, running backs, receivers out there blocking for me. So, I have faith in those guys. They'll do their job. It's going to make them look good.
One thing I like is, the way Coach Osborne is using him creatively this year, not just as a tight end, but moving him in different positions and utilizing our tight end skill sets, because I don't know if anybody's noticed, but we're playing a lot more 12 personnel this year, and it's been really good for us.
Well, you guys come out like that, and if they throw more linebackers out there, I mean, you probably take that matchup every day, a linebacker on one of these guys?
All day. All Kyle does is catch touchdowns.
That's all he does. He's like Chris Carter. Well, Kyle, what was that like? first game of the season in Northwest Missouri State, down just briefly to Missouri Western, going ahead, and then you had a touchdown that sealed the football game. What was that like from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, that was really exciting. It's always cool. I just seen kind of a blocking tight end like myself, you know, start to get some catches, and it was kind of surreal. Like they mentioned earlier, it was also my first collegiate catch, because I haven't had, you know, this kind of first year I've been playing a lot, so it was pretty cool.
As you go out on routes and kind of become known as the guy that's going to stay in and do a little bit more blocking, do you find yourself going out and be like, they're just going to leave me all by myself again?
No, I mean, I know I'm always an option, especially on some of our plays, so I'm always ready whenever I go out for just, you know.
But the defenders are kind of just sleeping on you at that point,
they
right?
They could be, yeah. So I might get another touchdown this week.
Hey, you know what? There's a free Kyle page that we're going to put out on Twitter. We need Kyle back. There's nasty rumor he's got one more year of eligibility, and I'd love to have him back, so.
Well, and I ran the numbers that every game that Kyle catches a touchdown, Northwest is undefeated.
There we go.
I think that trend should probably keep going.
Pretty simple numbers, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's my kind of math. You mentioned that this is your first year of really getting out there and getting a full season under your belt and getting that kind of playing time you expected as you came in from high school. Because you battled some injuries, what's that like, getting to the point of overcoming all of that and kind of overcoming the adversity at the same time?
Yeah, it's definitely been a heck of a ride since I've been here. You know, coming out of high school, I was coming off a knee surgery, and so I kind of had to build my way back up from that. And finally, when I got back from that, I was in a position to, you know, start playing a lot more. And then I got hurt again in 2017, got sent right back down the bottom. This is how it goes. And I think it kind of shows, you know, kind of what kind of perseverance I have. You know, it's going to take a lot to knock me down, and that's just kind of who I am, and I think that's going to benefit me a lot, you know what, as I get out into the workforce too, just down in other life stuff.
Well, and you want mentally tough players on your football team. Every football coach would take that. But for a kid that can get knocked down multiple times but keeps on coming and rise to this level, Coach, that has to be pretty cool to look at and see.
You know what, was it last week that I came up to you when you were out on the field? He's out on the field by himself, and I just walked up to him and told him how proud I was of him. You know, because there's a lot of people that wouldn't have continued to come back, and he did. And that perseverance and, you know, determination will serve him well in life. You know, we talk about all the time the lessons that you learn out on the field you carry forward, and that's just one of the things that I think is indicative about Kyle, and I think it's awesome.
Northwest Missouri State taking on Pittsburgh State coming up this weekend, the kind of the renewal of the Fall Classic, if you will. You guys are both from the Kansas City area. A chance to run out of the tunnel and play on that field at Arrowhead one more time the day before Patrick Mahomes steps out and takes on the Houston Texans. What's the feeling like from a player's perspective of going into that environment?
I can't wait. Last year, playing in Arrowhead, it's going to be fun, especially getting the Chiefs locker room and just getting the training room the way they are treated there, so I think that'll be awesome.
There's a vicious rumor Marcus is going to have Patrick Mahomes' locker. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He kind of has the Patrick Mahomes
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Is that where that comes from?
No, I've had it since high school. So
he took it from you.
Yeah, you say that.
Yeah, he stole it.
Kyle, how many family members, friends, of folks that you know from Olathe coming out to this football game packing the stands?
Yeah, I got a lot of my friends from high school, a lot of my buddies coming up to the game. You know, I got family coming from Jefferson City, Missouri. This is big for me. You know, it's back from, like you said, I'm from Kansas City area, so I got a lot of people that are going to come watch, and I'm really excited.
Did you guys ever make it to this football game when you're in high school and come out and see the Bearcats?
No, I was supposed to in 2014, but that's the time it was snowing against Washburn. So
I moved it back.
Yeah,
but that's pretty cool as a high school kid to probably look at and see what this team does and the rivalry there with Pittsburgh State as Northwest is going in and 5-0 versus 5-0. It kind of feels like a heavyweight battle they're going in, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's gonna be a good game. They're a good team. We're a good team. So can't wait to get after it.
So both of you guys coming in, pretty good high school football teams. Kyle, I believe you're a state runner-up as a junior, and I believe you're a state champion as a junior on the Missouri side. And Kyle, for those that don't know, from St. Thomas Aquinas, and then Marcus playing at Blue Springs High School. Both pretty good football programs. If you were to match up on the field that junior year, who's coming out on top? I know from the Missouri side that he was on a kind of a dynasty there, so I don't know if you know much about that, Kyle, but.
Yeah, we never really played Missouri teams, so I don't really know much about them. I gotta say, I think I'd win that game though. I think our squad was pretty stacked up. We had a really good head coach, and I don't know if they'd be able to defend the triple option.
Yeah, that'd definitely be a challenge for our defense, but we were also stacked offensively and defensively, so I don't know.
I could care less. I just want to defend the triple option, so there we go.
Do you like defending the triple option? Is that what you're saying?
No.
You don't?
I hate it. Yeah, well, everybody hates it. So for you can ask them. It's been an interesting week. So
I'm sure. Northwest taking on Pittsburgh State this upcoming weekend. Both you guys coming in early in your careers, winning national championships, I believe, both when you're redshirting and then that freshman year after that as well. Does that play as motivation coming on of seeing those older guys, what they were doing, and now coming into your senior year or potentially senior year of seeing what they did and kind of carrying on that tradition?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, just being a part of those first two teams. And, you know, back then, a lot of it wasn't necessarily, like, on us because we were kind of, you know, sitting on the sideline watching for most of the game. Now it's kind of big, you know, it feels a lot better because, you know, a lot of these wins that we're getting are on our backs and we're the ones contributing. So it makes it feel a lot better and just makes me want to get back to that point even more.
Knowing that perspective of being a young guy and not seeing a ton of reps, but still being a part of the team, how does that change things from your perspective, too, of wanting to include some of those younger guys and make sure that they feel like they are part of the team?
I mean, it's important to include those young guys. We know that we're going to need them along the way, and they just have to do their job, whether if it's on scout team or whether it's playing special teams. Even coming in making plays for us, if somebody goes down on offense, defense, so it's very important, and we know that we need them there as well.
You guys both pretty smart guys, MIAA, all academic teams as well. Have you kind of put into perspective if football's not down the road, what the plans might be down the road for you guys?
I plan on going to grad school after I'm done with college, so that's what I'm going to do.
Any particular route?
I'm going to go to Nebraska Omaha Medical Center.
Okay.
Fusionist, so.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah, I got my major in business management and marketing. I'd like to get into like medical device sales, so that's what I've kind of wanted to do for a while.
You guys are going to be working together long after your teammates here at Northwest Missouri State, right?
We could be, yeah.
Potentially, yeah.
We have tight ends Kyle Ronigan, Marcus Sanders with us, as well as head football coach Rich Wright for Northwest Missouri State. Best hands on the team, who's that go to?
Alec Tatum.
Oh, yeah.
You could be selfish.
Alec Tatum.
Yep, Alec Tatum. Yes. It's not one of you guys?
No.
Alec coach? Tatum. Is it Alec Tatum?
Probably so.
I appreciate the honesty.
Other than me.
Well, yeah. Well, that was a given, right?
Right.
Who's the best non-offensive lineman blocker?
Ooh.
Alec Tatum?
No.
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 I don't know. What do you think, Marcus?
That's one of us.
Probably.
You're telling me that...
Easily one of us.
Okay, so let's stipulate. On the ball or off the ball? So on the ball.
On the ball.
Kyle.
Off the ball.
Marcus.
So there you have it.
You're telling me that Braden Wright's not getting out there lead blocking for somebody and
no.
throwing a nasty
I'd
one?
Like, no. I'd like to see him try.
No.
We heard a little bit early in the week as well from Coach's media availability. Favorite TV show's probably Cheers, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's been a while, but
Norm.
It's still on Netflix. It's still
Absolutely.
A fantastic show. You guys seen Cheers?
I've never seen Cheers.
So. Oh, Cheers, man. Seinfeld. You got, I mean, there's some good shows.
Those are awesome. Where are you guys going with your favorite TV show?
I've always liked Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Game of Thrones guy.
I've never gotten into Game of Thrones.
Pretty good.
I probably should.
It takes a while to get into, but.
I've never seen it, so that works.
I think mine would have to be Criminal Minds, more of like a mystery criminal type show guy, so.
I didn't know if one of you guys were going to throw something crazy in, like an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or something like that.
I like that show as well.
It's also pretty good. Yeah. Look up Seinfeld, though. You'll like it. You'll like it. You guys get ready for a football game. What do you listen to? What gets you fired up for a game?
I just listen to hip-hop rap type stuff.
No specific song that you're like, click on this and start?
Nothing specific.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Nothing really too specific. I just kind of throw in a playlist.
Yeah.
And it's just basically music. You just kind of blur the rest out.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, what do you listen to pregame?
Absolutely no one or nothing.
Nothing?
No, I got to be by myself.
I was really hoping to hear like Enter Sandman or something
I like Enter Sandman. That's one of my favorite songs.
You can't get there's a lot of hip-hop, though, that goes on the speakers over Bearcat Stadium. We can't mix in a little classic rock here and there, though?
Oh, did we mix in classic rock this week?
Yeah, we did. We
was Welcome to the Jungle played once or twice?
About 10 times, probably.
Now, is that because Pittsburgh State? Is that like...
Well, it's twofold. It's Pittsburgh State, and I want to give them a reminder of who they play. But it's also one of the things we've got to deal with is when you have 20,000 people in a stadium, you know, communication becomes an issue. And we got better because of the 2 days that we had to prepare for that. And, you know, it's our test. You know, this week is our test. And, you know, we have to prepare just like anybody else does. And so it's an important component of being able to have nonverbal communication cues when, you know, the stadium gets loud, because the fact of the matter is Arrowhead Stadium gets very loud.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even more reason for Northwest Missouri State fans to outnumber the Pittsburgh State fans to where when the Gorillas are on offense, really ratchet it up then.
Absolutely, like 4-1, and I want to hear them on first down, second down, and third down.
Well, if you don't get the quick turnover, we only see second, third down and be okay. Northwest taking on Pittsburgh State later on this weekend. Wrap one up. Final question for you guys. Coach can answer this one last because you know the answer. Who are we taking in the National League Championship Series, the Cardinals or the Nationals?
I'm going to go Nationals. I'm a wow. baseball guy. But
just to prod him a little bit?
From Kansas City, so I can't go with the Cardinals.
Kyle?
I'd probably say the same thing. I'm a Kansas City guy. I've never been a Cardinals guy, so never been a big fan.
Different leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. What if it were the Rams? Not playing the Chiefs. Were you pulling for Tom Brady? Of course, you guys were. You super young back then.
So. I was. I'd have to be. I'd go with the Rams. I can't cheer for Tom Brady. So, not being a Chiefs fan.
I guess you're right. That's one of those things. Could cheer for AFC. I'd cheer for pitchers, I guess.
Cool.
I don't know.
All right. And Cardinals in how many?
Cardinals in however many it takes for the Cardinals to win, first of all, and both of these guys have a $500 scholarship reduction for Houston Nationals.
Now, you don't get to watch much TV, and it's a lot of game tape. You're prepping throughout the entire week. But do you find any time Friday night, Sunday night, Saturday night, or even next week to flip the baseball game on and watch a little bit?
No, honestly, I love baseball. Grew up with my great-grandfather would listen to I grew up in a small town in upstate New York, and he would sit out on his front porch and listen to the games on the radio. And so if there's a baseball game on, I'm usually watching film, but I'm listening to a baseball game on the radio. There's just something about the flow of baseball on the radio that I love, and it's almost calming, you know. Yeah. So you can listen to the game and get the action, and, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a release while I'm working, and so that's what I do.
The nostalgia, you gotta love it. Of course, this time of year, though, nerves are tight. It's playoff baseball. I'm a little more intense.
Yeah.
It's hard. So, all right, guys, that's all I had. I appreciate you coming on, and good luck this weekend against Pittsburgh State.
Thank you.
Marcus Andrews and Kyle Rolnick, tight ends for Northwest Missouri State, as well as head coach Rich Wright. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660 582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We're continuing on with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And, Rich, I've got a question for you about last week's game with Emporia that I'm not sure anybody's asked you yet. But
okay.
Did you guys survive the Wasps and the Hornets that were out on that field? And anybody get stung during that game?
They were everywhere. I mean, it was like they unleashed them. It was on the sideline all over the place. Evidently in the stands. Coach Boswick was complaining, and Coach Osborne were complaining about him up in the box. So, you know, we had a lot of it going on.
Right, I think Logan there, sideline before he got stung on the cheek late in the fourth quarter.
Did really? Day, too,
nice. So. But I think the best thing I've done all year was we have a little bit of a tube right at the Emporia State booth where we put out our crowd mic, and I saw that there's a potential some of those could get into our booth, so I got the duct tape out and taped that sucker up, so we didn't have any problem in our booth. But
duct tape can do about anything.
It can. It's a broadcaster's best friend.
I absolutely.
Know that. Well, let's talk a little bit about that matchup on Saturday and what you felt were some of the main things that came out of the win with Emporia.
You know, there were a lot of things that taken away after we talked to the staff. You know, obviously didn't play our best game, especially to start. We got caught by surprise a little bit. Emporia utilized a look that they hadn't yet. They went to five receivers, no backs, and we're going up tempo. Our first snap on the field was a 40 personnel look, and they were going fast enough that I couldn't substitute. So kind of caught us a little bit off guard. We made some adjustments, and after that we really settled in and played well. Offensively, you know, it was just trying to find our rhythm. You know, the biggest thing that I saw there is that we got behind the chains a little bit in the first half, and you know, anytime you do that as an offense, it kind of hampers you as far as play calling goes. But I was really proud of our kids for the way we snapped back at halftime and got after things in the second half. The offense came out and hit an explosive play. You know, the thing is, and it's interesting, as I was driving over here tonight, they were interviewing Dabo Swinney in his last game, and it's been 2 weeks since Clemson's played. And I would echo what Dabo said about his own football team, is that we just played a lot of grit. You know, it wasn't easy. There was nothing easy about that day. But any time that you can get through a game like that and do – there were a lot of good things that happened. Parker kicked really well. Mike Hohensee played well. You know, you figure out a way to win, and it may not be the way you thought it was, but ultimately you come out with an 11-point win, and I was proud of our kids for that.
And one thing you've talked about in the past and after this game too, that's something that you have to deal with just because of the tradition of the Bearcat football program through the years and the success that you have and the success you've had this year, you get everybody's best shot from week to week.
Absolutely. I remember, you know, all the way going back when I first got back here, Coach Churchman always used to preach that each and every week we were going to get everybody's best shot. And, you know, I tell the kids the same thing. If you wear green in the MIAA, everybody's going to be excited to play you. And, you know, there's a lot of transition off of our football team right now. We've got some new faces, and, you know, I think that it's just one of those things that you have to experience once. And to me, the mark of a good football team is that you weather that and you're able to still come out with a W. You know, which is where we wanted to be.
You talk about Parker Sampson and the day he had, a heck of a day, kicking the MIAA Specialist of the Week, hitting four field goals along of 53 yards, but he also was playing with very heavy heart that day as well.
He was, you know, and it was tough. I wasn't sure where Parker was going to be. You know, I was notified by Parker, you know, on Sunday that his brother was, you know, had passed away, and you know, he said, I'm going to come back on Tuesday because I need to be around my team. And he was. He was engaged all week and had a good week of practice. And, you know, he's a great kid. And, you know, we just, you know, we needed him on Saturday, and he came through for us in great form.
And the team really rallied around him as well this week.
We did. And it's not, you know, it really wasn't something I wanted publicized because that's not what it was about. You know, it was... you know, when I found out the visitation was on Monday and, you know, what time it was, you know, I knew that it would take a little bit of logistics to make it happen. So I contacted Andy Peterson. I had contacted Andy actually early in the week because I thought it would be Thursday or Friday and potentially we might be able to stop through on our way down. And he was totally on board, you know, and I asked him if we could take two buses and go down and be with Parker and his family, because, you know, that's what families do. And it ended up being on Monday, so we kind of flipped the schedule around a little bit and got things done earlier. I visited with our captains, and they were unanimous about what they wanted to do. We wanted to go down, you know, because it was so close. We wanted to go down to Platte City and, you know, support Parker.
You talk about Mike Hornsey and the job he did punting, and what a fantastic job he's done all season long, but particularly on a Saturday with the field position, able to flip things so often inside the 20 a number of times, and that one right down looked like maybe the one-inch line there, that first big punt he had of the day.
Well, and I'll tell you what set all that up was his ability. You know, when you have a guy back there that's a good athlete, you can fake a punt. You know, so we fake the first punt, and we get a first down off of it, and then all of a sudden Emporia State's not playing with the return guy. And, you know, we can continue to expand on that as the season goes just because of Mike's athleticism. So, you know, he's been a great weapon, and I kind of call him the utility knife along with Meat, because I told you that Bull Durham is one of my favorite movies. But, he's done a great job, and everything we've asked him to do, he brings a certain level of energy.
Again, a good win to pick up the victory on the road against Emporia State. You look ahead this week, it's the matchup I think a lot of people have had circled on their calendar for a long time down at Arrowhead with Pittsburgh State. Before we talk more about Pittsburgh State itself, one of the questions from the crowd tonight deals with you personally, and what's your favorite memory of the Bearcats playing at Arrowhead?
Ooh, I've had a lot of really good ones. It was probably, and it's going to sound surprising because we didn't play the best, but it was probably Xavier Olmon vaulting over the top to seal the deal. And I can't remember the year, but it was a heck of a play.
Yeah, they do run together after a while, don't they?
They do. We played a lot of those games. I mean, the Central game where we drove the field at the end of the game, was it 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
You know, that was a heck of a game, too. I mean, I think Central thought they had that game won. You know, the one thing I'm always amazed about our kids is they always believe they're going to find a way. When you have that mentality in life, more often than not, you do figure out a way. And I think it says a lot about our players.
Well, you go into this matchup, both teams undefeated at 5-0. And from your standpoint, what are some of the things you're looking at with Pittsburgh State? I guess the first thing that comes to mind from their offense is just their ability to run the option. But they also have another scheme, too, you have to watch for with their passing game a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they literally morph themselves into two completely different offenses. So when they're playing, when they're running the option, they've got a certain quarterback and two backs and two tight ends, and it's smash mouth football. And then they morph themselves into a 10 personnel look where it's four receivers that aren't playing, most of which aren't playing in the option game, a different back and a different quarterback. So in 3 days' time, we've kind of had to prepare for two completely different offensive systems.
And how do they implement that? Is that something that you really have to be cognizant of in the same drive? A lot of times, make sure you get your right personnel out there at the same time?
Actually, the personnel substitution of it isn't that difficult because you can see the difference. I just, when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen and how much, you know, as a defensive coordinator, the challenge becomes, well, how much option do I prepare for versus how much, you know, spread style offense do I prepare for? And that's really where the challenge lies.
And when it comes to preparing against the options, one of the biggest issues that with the way football is now, just you don't see the option that often, as opposed to maybe the 70s and 80s where a majority of teams might have been running the option then.
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing that helps us is our staff, and we kind of had a notion that they're going to run the split back veer, and so we've had a plan for this for a while. You know, talked to the kids about it, and you know, we've worked really hard at it this week, so you know, we've had good history against the triple option. That doesn't, you know, ensure success. We're going to have to defend Pitts, and it is different. But, you know, hopefully we can line up and delete their running game. And, you know, the thing about the option, everybody thinks that it's a, you know, it's a ground-and-pound type of a assault. But what it really is it's lull you to sleep to try and create a big play. And what they're looking to do is hit a shot over the top. And, you know, so that's the thing that we also have to pay attention to.
What about Pitt's defense right now? What are some of the things that concern you there?
They're playing really well on defense. They fly around to the football. You know, they've got, you know, number 92 up front is a really good football player. They play a lot of man coverage, you know, and so you know, you got to hit things in tight pockets and be successful there. They blitz a decent amount, and, you know, so we've got to be ready.
And special teams, again, coming off a couple of good weeks with your special teams, how do the special teams match up?
You know, I think we're evenly compared. They do a nice job with their special teams, and I think we have too. You know, so, you know, we've really tried to emphasize that component of the game this week.
And with all that being said, what's it come down to with what you see as the keys on Saturday?
Everything that comes down in a big game. You know, we got to create some explosive plays offensively and on special teams defensively. We've got to eliminate those, or at least the explosive scores. We've got to tackle things to get them on the ground. Pitt has a you know, a tendency to utilize a lot of trick plays, so we've worked a lot of that stuff this week. You know, we have to play well on special teams, because those mistakes are always magnified in a game like this. And then obviously we have to take care of the football, because, you know, turnovers can really tilt a football game when teams are about, you know, pretty evenly matched.
How do you prepare a team for a big game? Normally then you throw in Arrowhead Stadium as well. I know you talked a little bit earlier this week that getting the team up for this weekend isn't going to be a problem. How do you just make sure that they come in at the right level coming into this matchup?
Well, I think the first thing that starts in is having a good week of practice and creating a sense of urgency about having a good week in practice, and I felt like we did that. You know, secondly, you know, we tried to acclimate ourselves to the noise as best we could. You know, we turned the speakers up 2 days this week for about 30 minutes each day, because there's no way to practice that without doing it, you know, and the communication breakdowns that can happen in a loud stadium, you know, it's really important to be able to practice those things, you know, and like I said earlier, Saturday is our test.
All right. Well, Rich, it's good having you with us on the show, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Rich Wright. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Services, offering residents throughout Northwest Missouri amenities including high-speed internet, television, and phone services. For more information on products and availability, unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarylandSmiles.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows, where we wrap things up. Matt Trenton rejoining us. And Matt, should be a fun weekend coming up. Of course, the Arrowhead matchup on Saturday and noon kickoff. We'll have the broadcast at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. And always a lot of, especially I think when it's Northwest and Pitt at Arrowhead Stadium, it just seems like it creates just a special atmosphere down there.
No, I think you're right. And you know, Northwest taking on Central Missouri, and even had one scheduled in Washburn before some weather got in the way. But, no, there have been some really good matchups between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State there over the years. And I believe Northwest is 11-3 overall at Arrowhead and 9-3 against Pittsburgh State. So this will be a fun one, not only because it's these two, but also because there's a lot in line, because both are 5-0 coming in. And, you know, I think Pittsburgh State's kind of seeing this one as a measuring stick of, can we hang with Northwest Missouri State? Are we back to being a national power? So it'll be a fun football game.
Yeah, and let's again remind folks about volleyball as well, especially with the time change on Saturday.
Yes, volleyball taking on Central Oklahoma at home tomorrow, then against Newman on Saturday. That one was originally scheduled for 6 o'clock, but now Northwest volleyball at home Saturday at 7 o'clock. So head out, check out the football team at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Make that drive back to Maryville and check out the volleyball team at 7.
And soccer this weekend, UNK tomorrow at 3 at the Bearcat Pitch. Then Sunday, it's Fort Hays State at 1 o'clock. Again, our thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We'll have another coaches show for you coming up next Thursday night right here from Carson's in downtown Maryville.